Page 136, Simon Tov Kuf Tzadizani Mutalis Anis Beroish Hashanah, the halachas with regards to fasting on Rosh Hashanah. Interesting. Okay, the halachas as follows. Eichlam v'shoesim ismeichim. On Rosh Hashanah, the halacha is, perhaps would have expected to be the opposite, but the reality is that Eichlam we eat, v'shoesim we drink, v'smeichim, and we are happy. We are happy on Rosh Hashanah. Furthermore, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. V'loi b'shabbos shuvah. Even on Shabbos Shuvah, one is not allowed to fast. Omnom. However, don't be like overly extravagant with your meals. Don't overeat. They shouldn't be light-headed. And the fear of Hashem should be visible. So what does it mean that oichlem v'shoisim? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Na'alef explains oichlem v'shoisim ismech moed shalom af shu yoimadin. Although it is yoimadin, it's a day of justice, and would have perhaps thought that, like on a day of justice, people tend to be nervous and will not necessarily eat. No, mikol mok mitzvah. There is a mitzvah Rosh Hashanah shal v'samachtu bechagecha shayach kam. But there's a mitzvah of v'samachtu bechav simchas yom tov, which applies also on Rosh Hashanah. Shegam hu bichlal chag. It is also considered a yom tov. Rosh Hashanah is a yom tov. K'diksev tiku bechadish shefo bekeser leoim chageinu. So you can see explicitly that Rosh Hashanah is considered a chag, a yom tov. V'nema ben Nechemia, and the pasuk Nechemia tells us ichlu meshmanim shtum amtakim ki kodesh hu ayoim la adoineinu. So we see explicitly that it's a Yom Tov, and therefore it is quite appropriate to have the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov and to be Sameach, to be happy on Rosh Hashanah. So one is not meant to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Pardon?
Fasting food is a sweet drink.
Indeed, absolutely.
What about the diet?
Good question. Siv Beis. Yesh mekoymos. There are places which have a Kabbalah. There's a tradition, a Messiah, there's a tradition in those places. Yesh mekoymos, she Kabbalah biyodom. Now, shekol mishirogil is anus b'Rosh Hashanah, whoever fasts on Rosh Hashanah. So there's a tradition. There's a tradition. Yesh mekoymos. There's places, she Kabbalah biyodom. We're just talking about eating and drinking and rejoicing. Mazal tov, very nice. Boisai, great simcha. Can you just repeat and share the mazal tov with our Zoomers? Okay, Rabbeisa, Yesh Mekoymos Shekabola Biyodom. There is places that have a tradition. Shekol Mishirogil is Anus Beresh Hashanah. People who have a tradition that they are fasting on Rosh Hashanah. Again, there is no halacha to fast on Rosh Hashanah. On the contrary, one is not really meant to fast. Can you put on quiet? The noise is very disturbing. Sorry. Command to mute yourself. I don't know what it is. The Zoomers, are you allowed to mute yourself? Are the Zoomers able to... How do you do that? Oh, I think it's gone quiet now, yeah. So, Abayisai, although really, in principle, that we are not... No, it's still gone. How do you put it on quiet?
Make a difference. That's the lowest.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, okay. So, Rabbi Isai, Yesh Mekoymos Kabbalah Biyodom, this place we have a tradition. Shekol Mishirogil is Anus Beresh Hashanah, whoever has got a tradition to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Again, there is no halacha when it's meant to fast on Rosh Hashanah. On the contrary, Simchas Yom Tov when it's meant to eat on Rosh Hashanah, of course. Like very nice cakes. Chocolate cakes, chocolate brownies, of course, that's really the when it's meant to eat Simchas Yom Tov. However, people who do fast on Rosh Hashanah, umeshane regilosoy, and after having fasted for some years on Rosh Hashanah, he changes now his minig, ve'eino misane, and that particular year he eats, ve'eino misane, eino mashlim shnosoy, chas v'shalom, will not complete his year. So if somebody 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, fast on Rosh Hashanah, and in 1 year he says, actually, no, I will eat. Is it tradition in those places? No good. He won't chas v'shalom, he will not complete his year. Rosh Hashanah, fasting, the full day. The full day. So there's not a common, it's not a common minhag, but the ones who do. We're talking about 3 years. Somebody fasted for 3 years. Yeah. And he must continue to fast. I don't know. Good question. I don't know about this tradition. Says, whoever fasts is anyway only fasting by day. He won't be fasting by night anyway. Nevertheless, somebody who fasts 3 Rosh Hashanah days, he may not, according to this tradition, according to this minhag, may not eat future years either. Okay. Okay, continues the Ramah, top of page. Whoever is not scared about this, he shouldn't worry. So that's only people who have the tradition, people who are scared, people who fear. But he needs to make a toz nedorim.
Where's the last source?
Has
it ever been
mentioned
that way?
I do not know.
In the community, is that
I don't know. I don't actually know anybody who actually practiced that, so I don't know where this.
If it's that's a chance.
Absolutely, and that's why, absolutely right. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch introduces this halach by saying that actually you're meant to eat, you're meant to drink, you're meant to have a simchas yomta. But those who have the minhag, continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Gimel, Amis Anepam Achsboy Sheshon Tanas Chaloyim. What happens if somebody's got a Tanas Chaloyim? So Tanas Chaloyim we've discussed is if somebody has got a bad dream and he feels like he wants to fast. So now, and somebody happens to have a bad dream on Rosh Hashanah night and he wants to fast. If somebody has a bad dream and he decides to fast on Rosh Hashanah, so now the halach is that he should not only fast that year, but he should fast also future years. And not only that, but he should only fast one day, he should actually fast both days of Rosh Hashanah. But if he had a bad dream on the night, on the second night, leading to the second day, and he should fast the second day only. Says the Ramah, he doesn't have to fast another fast because he fasts on Rosh Hashanah, as we've discussed previously. Because there are minority minhag, a minority opinion that you should fast on Rosh Hashanah. Right, so Allah Lameister Rabbi say, this is only if somebody's scared and worried and concerned and he wants to fast. But, of course, in principle, as we've said initially, there is no need, no inyan, no mitzvah to fast. On the contrary, v'samachta bechagecha, a person is meant to eat, drink, rejoice, the Yom Tov. If somebody's scared and he wants to fast, all right, okay, so these are the halachas. But, in principle, somebody should. Yeah, that's part of this. Fearsome concern. Tanis Chalom. If you have a Tanis Chalom Shana, then those should go. Yeah, but again, as the Mishnah points out, this is only if somebody who is concerned about it. Somebody just doesn't feel any worry about it, and he just wants to fast that particular Rosh Hashanah, he may do so. It's just that he's explaining those who have that fear, or that phobia, no, phobia is probably the wrong word, they have the continuous minhag to not only fast that year, but they'll fast future years as well, because of the bad dream they had. Finishes off the remark, we don't say aneinu, as we normally say on a, aneinu we normally say on a, fast day, we don't say on Shoshanah Kmosh Enrim B'Yom HaKippurim like we don't say on Yom Kippur. Simon Tov Kuf Tzadik Ches V'Yosif Echot. Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yus B'Shabbos Hem Tzidkos Chob B'Mincha. Rosh Hashanah which falls on Shabbos, we say Tzidkos Chob. I think Tov Shin Pei Gimel is got Hashanah on Shabbos, and then we will say it's Tzidkos Chabam Mincha. We don't say Tzidkos Chabam Mincha, and that's the meaning according to the Rama. Simon Tov Kuf Tzadi Tes, Voisif Echot, Leilo Hashanah Shechalis Motze Shabbos, Oim Vitoidi Einu. If Hashanah falls on Motze Shabbos, we say Vitoidi Einu. Okay. Simon Tov Reish, Beit Shnal Debiyam, Beit Rosh Hashanah, Vitinei Kiddush. Beit Shnal Debiyam Tov, if an egg is laid on Rosh Hashanah, on the first day, V'chein, Simon Limashinit Soit Boy, and whatever is trapped on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, V'chein Mashinit Lush Boy, also V'sheni remains also on the second day as well. So Rabbi said, this is contrary to what? Contrary to? To any other Yom Tov. So say, for instance, an egg which was laid by the hen on first day Shavuos will be permissible to consume on the second day Shavuos. Why? Speaking of, if the first day was Yom Tov, then the second day obviously wasn't, because Yom Tov can only be one day, really. So if it was late, so if the first day was Yom Tov, then the second one isn't, and vice versa. So either way, a normal Yom Tov, Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach, you can have something which is muktzah on the first day, but it won't be muktzah the second day. Something which you're not allowed to enjoy on the first day, you will be allowed to enjoy on the second day. This is categorically true with the exception of Rosh Hashanah. Hashanah, whatever is also on the first day, is going to be also on the second day, because it's Yom HaRichter. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here. Ve'kvar nizbal el Simen Tov Kuf Yud Gimel. That's something we've discussed extensively in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Gimel. Siv Hei v'Simen Tov Kuf Tizvav. Siv Beis. Now, regards to Kiddush. Kiddush B'leil Sheni. Yil Bash Beget Chodosh. On Kiddush, a person should wear a new cloth. Oy, alternatively, if you don't have a new suit or new... Or then you should have oymeniach pri chodosh. Then you should have a new fruit. Va'oymen is recite shechayonu. Vein matzui beget chodosh or pri chodosh. If you don't have at hand a new clothing or a new fruit, im kalzen. But that's oymeniach shechayonu shechayonu. What's the background of this halacha? Mishum witzif kolten base explains bekiddush loitzi nafshe meplukte. Mishum sheish oymen sheinurim shechayonu. Tetravayim ekdush achas. Let us explain this. Okay, so any Yom Tov, and that's why it's so confusing sometimes. Well, it's not really confusing. It's actually class clear. So, but on a regular Yom Tov, on a Pesach, on a Shavuos, on a Sukkot, what's the halacha with Shechiyonu on the second day? You say Shechiyonu, of course, because it's Sveikei D'Yomer. Sveikei D'Yomer. So perhaps the first day was Shavuos. So you said Shechiyonu on the first day, perhaps second day Shavuos, and that's why you say Shechiyonu. We all pretend there's a Sveikei D'Yomer. That's the halacha. That's all Maseches Beitzah. That's Sveikei D'Yomer. We don't know really. We pretend we don't know when really the dates are. We don't know when the 15th of Nisan is. We don't know when the 6th of Sivan is. We don't know when Yom Tov is. So I say Shechiyonu. I've got to say Shechiyonu because it's Yom Tov. So I don't know if it's today or tomorrow. That's why we keep 2 days. So I'm going to say Shechiyonu on the first day, and I'm going to say Shechiyonu on the second day. So far, so good. So I'm going to say Shechiyonu every second day Yom Tov, I say Shechiyonu by Kiddush. The only exception is Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah, there is a strong argument that there is no Sofik. And there is no, therefore there's no need to say Shechiyonu on the second day. You could argue the Yom HaRichter, it's one long extended day. See Maseches Beitzah. See that there could be a strong argument that there is a Yom HaRichter and there is no Shechiyonu on the second day. If it is Yom HaRichter and there's no second Sofek on the second day, that would lead in terms of the Shechiyonu. What would that lead to?
One brosa.
That's right. That you can only make a broch on the first day, and you cannot say Shechiyonu on the second day. There would be a strong argument. You cannot say Shechiyonu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You can say on the first night of Shechiyonu, you cannot say on the second night of Shechiyonu because, you see a Marichta, you made one Shechiyonu, that covers both days. That is unlike any other Yom Tovim in Chutz La'aretz, any other. So it could be that you don't say Shechiyonu on the second day, but it could be you do. It's Machlokes, and therefore, the Rama Paskens, what do we do when there's a Sofek Shechiyonu? So the Rama suggests, you know what, just in case, have a new fruit, that anyway is a shechionu. We say shechionu on a seasonal fruit. Or if you've got a brand new suit, you know, make a shechionu on the suit. If you've got brand new, perhaps you shechionu on that. So have that in mind as well, and therefore you can make shechionu on the second day. Rabbi Salet is because it's one of the most common and misleading mistakes. People, when they make shechionu on the second day, and they have in mind their new suit, or they have in mind their new, especially for women, it's very relevant, and they see this passion fruit, which grew in Pakistan. Yeah, well, I don't know, Papua New Hawaii thing. So, and you don't even know how to eat. Last time I ate one of those, I got prickles in my nose. This is not a joke. So you want to have those. The thing is that you must know that you don't recite the Shechionu, Rabbi Yisrael. You don't make Shechionu on that fruit only. What you do is you have Shechionu on the second day, but maybe you don't. Just maybe you don't say Shechionu on the second day. So in order to be Yotze, you also have a fruit, just in case. But you can't just have the fruit in mind. That defeats totally the purpose. You have the Yoim in mind. Yoim, second Rosh Hashanah, you have a second. Just in case you can't make Shechionu, you also have a fruit. But you've got the priority is to have in mind Yom Tov. And Rabbi Sai, what happens if you don't have a new passion fruit, which grew in Pakistan, probably the last season actually? It's fruits unlike to come from Afghanistan, I suppose. So if you don't have a fruit, or if you don't have a new suit, what do you do then?
Still make a brach.
Shulchan Aruch says, if you don't have anything else, you can make still shechion. It doesn't matter. It's nicht ekvelt, as we say in Yiddish. It's not the end of the world. If you do not have, Rabbi said, we have to remember that simple halacha, the basic halacha is you make Shechion on the second day of Hashanah as well, just like any other Yom Tov. We have some Hashanah who don't like it, so we're trying to be Machmir. All right, how are we going to be Machmir? We bring a Prussian fruit. We bring a. Because Sukkah is a proper Sfeikid Yoma. A Sfeikid Yoma, so we make Chachomim established a Brachon. Like you make Kedesh on the second day. You can make any other mitzvah on the second day with a bracha, because Chachamim establishes a real sofek, and sfeikid yoyma allows us to make a bracha. Here we might not have a sfeikid yoyma, because yoyma richta, and therefore you can't make a shechionu according to all opinions. Look at Mishnah Berurah. Let's leave this out for the discussion now. Yeah, okay. Now, with regards to Pri Chodesh, Mishibur says something which I think is also not so. What do you have to look out for? If you're taking a fruit, if you have to look out for a fruit, what fruit is good for Shechionu fruit? Seasonal. Definitely, it's got to be seasonal. So don't bring your banana, even if you're well. It's not really. Don't bring your apple. If you're not eating a lot of apples, don't bring an apple. What?
If it's a new variety of apple.
Yeah, that's fine. If it's you personally, Shechion, that's fine. But the Mishnah Berurah points something out, which I think is often forgotten. What about the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Gam, you have to be careful, Shem Chamutzim. There must be, how is it, Chamutz?
Sour.
Yes, sour and Dvorim Chamutzim Rosh Hashanah. It's a well-established, ancient minhag not to eat things which are sour, and
sharp,
we don't eat an Rosh Hashanah. So every family has got its own minhag, how far they go. But the Mishnah brings a minhag, not even grapes.
You eat sharp food, you're going to be sharp all year long.
Oh, I see, okay. You're going to be sharp, that's a good one, never heard that, all right. Mishnah says that even grapes, some grapes have got quite a bitter.
Sweet. They're sweet.
Tiny. Yeah. And that, Mishnah said, that's not good. We don't want to have anything which is, we're worried. We don't want anything which is a bitter connotation, a sharp kind of taste, no way, everything.
In nuts
is different, Minik, yeah, because we saw that earlier, because Gemati of Chet, as well as the saliva, yeah. So he says that make sure only to have sweet, nice foods. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out who had in isha bevikas hadlaka biyom sheni tilbash beged chodesh tenyach pri chodesh. So shechion over the women, should be the same. So on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, she recites Shechionu. Whatever happens, whatever the weather, she says Shechionu. Rabbi Isai, she's going to ask, because she's asked for the last 30 years. She says Shechionu. She does say Shechionu. Because every second Yom Tov deserves a Shechionu. However, if she can have a new garment, even better. And if not, she can have the fruit on the table. It's also good. But relax, kind of. If you don't have a new garment, you don't have a new shaitel, you don't have a new thing, relax. You can still Shechionu as the Mishnah Berurah paskens and the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Yeah. Now. The Baal Tekeah, we will get to that. We will get to Emet Shem, because that's an interesting controversy. We'll get to that later, Emet Shem, not tonight. We'll get to it. Siv Gimel, Im Chol Rishon B'Yom Shabbos, if the first day of Shana falls on Shabbos, Im Shechion B'Shev V'Gam Shabbos, here it is, I thought it was later. Shechion B'Shev V'Gam B'Yom Sheni will recite Shechion on the Shofar. You say Shechion, first time you blow the Shofar. Normally it's on the first day. But if Shabbos is the first day, then you're going to say Shechionu on the second day. V'yishayim l'om ra'afilim chal rishon b'chol v'chein amenek b'medinas elu. There is my brother, Zangzon Shtark, told me, I seem to remember mentioning it last time we learned this halacha. It was in, it was a proper dintara that happened in Frankfurt am Main, pre-war, between the wars. You know, it was in Frankfurt in Germany. The Baal Tekeah would always get a new garment on Rosh Hashanah. It was part of the contract. That's how contracts worked. He would get a new garment in order, and they would wear it on Rosh Hashanah. So make Shechionu on the Tekeah.
There was a rock mysterious that has like a new silk scarf.
Right. So make Shechionu on that, and that's what happened for years and years and years. And he would wear a new garment, and that's how he would make the Shechionu. On the second day. First day, anyway, make Shechionu. But on the second day, Rosh Hashanah, he would make the Shechionu on the Tkias with a new garment. But what happened? But 1 year, after a number of years, was Shabbos. It was Shabbos, and he wanted his new garment. You don't need a new garment because it's the first time you blow, you can anyway make Shechionu. He wanted this new. And they end up on a Din Torah. Or rather, I should say, Din Tauro. What?
It was Kiddush.
It
was Kiddush
as well. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, so anyway, on the second day, first time you blow, you're anyway going to say Shechionu, because you didn't do on the first.
But he wanted his suit.
Right, so that's, there you go. So I don't know who won. I do not know who won. He puts it on before the tkiyas, I don't know. Okay. But you can see the Mishnah Berurah does mention that. Who are dinami biekes atkiyah mikol mokom lechatchila toiv shilbash atkiyah beged chodesh b'shofar. Mogen Avraham says you should have a new garment. Right. Okay, so that's it. Rabbi Yisai, we summarize what we learned this evening. We covered the following halachas. You should be very excited, happy, and eat and drink on Rosh Hashanah. No fasting. Shabbat Shuvah, no fasting. If a person has got he fasted for three Rosh Hashanahs, well, then it may be a tradition that he's very nervous and concerned. He can then fast the rest of his life. But again, it's only somebody's concerned.
You have 3 days fasting. You have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and
Yeah, that's right. He'll be quite hungry, yes. Now, the Ramah speaks about Tzitkoscha, and the Ramah says, the meaning of the Ramah is not said Tzitkoscha, Shulchan Aruch does say Tzitkoscha. We say with Hodi'ainu if Rosh Hashanah falls on Matzah Shabbos. We spoke about Beit Hashanah de Biyom Tov, on the second day remains. Also, with regards to Kiddush, the meaning is to be choshed on the opinion that Yom HaRichter, and therefore by Kiddush you make Shechionu. You make Shechionu anyway, but if you can have a new garment or a new peri, it's great. And that allows you to make a Shechionu with greater confidence. However, you should make sure that the fruit should not be too bitter and sour. Yeah. Now, and then we spoke about the Shechionu as well, with regards to the Tkiyas Shofar, if it falls on the first day, if Shabbos falls on the first day, make Shechionu on the second day. And Baal Tekeah, right. Okay, that's that. And we'll continue Siman Tov Reish Aleph Beis Hashem tomorrow. Have a very, very good evening.